Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting both the Trump and the Biden campaigns have met with America's top business leaders.
Former President Donald Trump told an influential group of CEOs that he wants to further cut the corporate tax rate he lowered while in office. Speaking to the same group, President Joe Biden's chief of staff separately told them that the Democratic incumbent's emphasis on global alliances would help their businesses. Both Trump and Jeffrey Zients met behind closed doors on Thursday with the Business Roundtable in Washington. Zients stepped in for Biden during the president's meetings with a group of seven leaders in Italy. The roundtable represents more than 200 CEOs. The group seeks to preserve the tax breaks for businesses that Trump signed into law in 2017. Norman Hall, Washington.
Another round of thunderstorms swept across a waterlogged South Florida on Thursday following days of heavy rain that had caused major travel disruptions and flooded roads and homes. Hallandale Beach resident Charlia Johnson said she didn't panic when some 5 feet of water inundated a parking lot.
Blew in through both entrances, just came in from both sides, and I was not overwhelmed. However, I've been through this. I'm from the Keys. I've been through it a lot.
Thursday was the third consecutive day of tropical downpours as a line of storms stretching from the west coast to the east coast of the state brought downpours that raised the risk of flash flooding throughout the evening. Access to the abortion pill mifepristone will not change after the Supreme Court unanimously rejected an effort by pro-life groups to roll back its availability. The unanimous opinion was written by conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 65 points, the Nasdaq rose 59, the S&P advanced 12. This is SRN News. Another Canadian church burns.
This time it was St. Anne's Anglican Church in Toronto, virtually burned to the ground with a loss of priceless artwork and nearly 120 years of history. It's not clear what caused the blaze in St. Anne's, but 33 Canadian churches have been burnt down in the last 3 years, and most of those incidents have been classified as arson. About 70 other houses of worship have been vandalized in Canada during the same time period. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge struck down a 2023 Florida law that barred sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children. Senior Judge Robert Hinkle says the state went too far when it barred transgender minors from being prescribed hormonal treatments with their parents' permission. He also stopped the state from requiring that transgender adults only receive treatment from a doctor and not from a registered nurse or other qualified medical practitioner. This is SRN News. The stock market had its ups and downs today.
Wall Street managed to close at more record highs, thanks largely to gains in big technology companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Thursday, beating the all-time high it set a day earlier. That came even though most companies in the index fell. Semiconductor company Broadcom soared more than 12% after reporting more demand for AI applications. NVIDIA added another 3.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.3%, setting its own record high. The Dow fell 65 points. That's about 0.2%. Treasury yields eased again in the bond market as conviction grew that inflation is slowing enough to get the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates later this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
An American industrial technology company has revived its work on a system to warn pilots if another aircraft might be on the runway they are using. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.